We're starting the 16th chapter again. Eov was just told, how could you say you didn't sin? Even this is a sin. Because you're telling them that God doesn't watch over what's happening in the world. And you're saying, how could it be? You lived a good life, so how could it be that you're suffering like that? So, you know what? You've already been paid back for all the good life that you've lived. And you still have certain things you had sinned, and that you have to get paid back for. So what are you complaining about? And he says, you know what? I'll prove to you that God's watching over the world, because when the wicked fall, they don't get back up. And he has a good life, and then suddenly everything's over. But that's not the way with the righteous. Even when they fall, they get back up. So you see, God's watching over the world. And we'll start from the Pasuk Aleph again. Vayan Iyov, Vayomav. And here the Targum says, Va'ativ Iyov. Iyov replies. This is Iyov's reply to all those previous statements. Shamati che'ele rabot menachamei amal. Kulechem. I've heard many talking like you do, and I'll tell you the truth. It's all pointless, and therefore, I what's the big deal? What you're saying is worthless. I've done nothing wrong. What am I going to do tshuva about? You'll tell me that, look at how the wicked suffer. That's what's going to get me to do tshuva, but I've done nothing wrong. You're telling me if I do tshuva, it'll get better. I have nothing to do tshuva for. Hakets ledivrei ruach, o mayam ritzecha, kita, o mayam ritzecha, kita ne. Is there any end to worthless chatter, to wind that's being blown by your mouths? You could talk endlessly the way you're talking now, because what you're saying is pointless, so it's endless. Or what drives you to keep talking this way? Why do you think you have to keep talking like this? You're saying worthless things. What's driving you to say it? It's senseless what you're saying. Is something driving you? You have to say something? You don't have to say something. You're not saying anything intelligent. Eov also says, and you know what? If you talk senseless things, there's no end. You can keep talking. Talk intelligently, so you have to pause, think, and then talk, and then you finish saying what you have to say, and then you have to think again. But you... You're not saying anything that makes sense. You could just go on and on. Gam anochi kachem adabira lu yesh nafshichem tachat nafshi achbira aleichem b'milim dania aleichem b'moroshi. If you were in my shoes, would I talk to you like this? Would I say to you, it's all your fault? You know, your suffering must be because you sinned. Would I tell you like that? I wouldn't do that. I'd strengthen you with my words. And in my words, in my movement of lips, my words would cause you to suffer a little bit less. I'd suffer with you. I'd tell you, wow, you're suffering so bad. This must be terrible. I'd share, I'd commiserate, I'd help you in holding up, holding you up and strengthening you to withstand the pain. And if you think you'll help me out because you'll help me because I'll talk, and you'll help me because you'll tell me, talk, you should believe. You shouldn't say what you're saying, and the way you're speaking is what's causing God to continue punishing me. The way you're talking is what's causing God to continue punishing you. That's not so, because even when I talk, well, it doesn't relieve any of the pain. And by the same token, if I'll be quiet, believe me, it ain't gonna get any better. Things are so bad, it ain't getting better. If I talk, I don't gain anything in my pain. My pain isn't withheld. And if I'll cease talking, what do you think will leave me? These afflictions are here to stay. You're telling me, be quiet. These afflictions will cleanse you. I have nothing to be cleansed of. So what sin has to leave me that you're telling me, be quiet, just suffer in silence, it'll get better. How will it get better? I've done nothing wrong. I have nothing to be cleansed of. Achata helani. And you know what? I'm not even scared that he'll wipe me out. Because you're telling me, don't talk because it'll get worse. What do you mean it can't get worse? I can't be in more pain than I am already. Achata helani. What are you going to say? He's going to wipe me out now. He's going to wear me down. He's already worn me down as far as a human being can go. Hashimota koladati. You destroyed my congregation, God. You know, my family's gone. I have nothing else you could threaten me with. Everything I valued is gone, and I myself am suffering so much. Vatikmeteni leedaya. You caused my skin to shrivel. It's testimony to how badly I'm suffering. Vayakom bichachashi b'fanayane. And Eov says, and it's as though the pain can be seen from my weak state, kachashi, like chushot. My weak state testifies to how much I'm suffering. Look at me, I'm emaciated. Apotaraf. Vayistemeni. God's anger devoured me. Vayistemeni, and God, after destroying me, maintained his enmity toward me. Charak alai beshinav, tzori yiltosh einav lim. I'm in such a decrepit state that whoever wants to just grits their teeth at me, my enemies. They just look down at me. Whoever wants to just looks and disgraces, derides me. Pahu alai defiem bichirpa hikulechayai yachad alai yitmalaun. They open their mouths. They disgrace me. They smack me in the cheeks. Look at how they're deriding me. Who's he talking about? He's talking about his friends. He says, look at how you shame me. You've united, all of you, you've united just to disgrace me. Yasgireni el avil. Hashem gave me over into the hands of these derelicts. They deride me. Valyadei reshaim yirteini. And through the wicked, Hashem bends me over. The wicked are destroying me. Shalev hayiti vayfaltereini v'achaz be'ofi vayfatz pitzeini vaykimeni lo lematara. I was living in tranquility, and suddenly God brought me down to crumbs. He grabbed me by the nape of the neck and bashed me down, bashed my limbs. Shalev hayiti, I was in tranquility. Vayifal pereini, he made me into perurim. He made me crumb-like. Ve'achaz be'orpi, he grabbed my neck. Vayifatz pitzeini, he smashed me to smithereens. Vaykimeini lo lematara, and he set me up as his target. Yasobu alai rabav. Yifalach kilyotai velo yachmol yishpoch la'aretz mereirati. God's warriors, Rabbav, his brave men, surround me. Yasobu alai. Yifalach kilyotai, they pierce my kidneys. Velo yachmol, and they have no intelligent compassion. Yishpoch la'aretz mereirati, they pour my gallbladder to the earth. Yifritzeini feretz al pnei faharetz. Before I heal from the first wound, they're already wounding me. A next wound, a following wound. Yarutz alai kigibol. And they run, attack me again like a brave warrior who runs quickly to war. That's how these afflictions run back to back. They attack me. Saktafarti alei gildi. I sewed myself sack over my scabs. The wound was just starting to heal, so I put, that was their bandages, I put a sack around it. and I'm suffering so much, so I don't have soft materials to bandage myself, but I wrap myself with sack. And my countenance is covered with dust. I can't afford myself the simple bandages people use to bandage their wounds. I use sack, and my countenance is covered with dust. And this is where we left off last time. We discussed mulal ba'afar kauno, that that's also a description of a person in mourning. That it's considered that his head, his countenance is covered with dust, and that's why it's not befitting for him to don tefillin the first day that he lost a relative. From the great tears that I've shed, my face has become all shriveled. And my eyes have darkened with the shadow of death. My eyes no longer give off light. Al lo chamas dechapai utfilati zaka. And all of this, says Eov, all of this suffering is for nothing. I've done nothing wrong. Not only have I done nothing wrong, but my prayer was always pure. My prayer was never tainted with any improper thoughts. I was focused. I gave the best prayer up to heaven. Eretz al techasi damim v'al yehi makom l'za'akati. Eov says, as I wound and my blood drips to the earth, I know I've done nothing to deserve these wounds. So let this blood stay upon the earth. It shouldn't be absorbed. Let everyone see it. And everyone should ask for mercy on my behalf. Eretz al techasi dami. Earth, do not cover my blood. V'al yehi makom. And let there be no place for hiding lezakati, my wail. I cry, let my wail be upon the face of the earth. Let it never die out until God has mercy upon me. Now you understand that this pasuk can be understood as blasphemy. We understand that the Rashi, the Matsuda writes, Eov is saying it in a way that's respectable towards heaven. That seems to be the root that all the commentaries take here. That Eov isn't saying, look at this injustice, I've done nothing wrong, let everyone always see it. That's not what Eov's saying. Eov's saying, no, let this remain, let my blood, not when I die, but my blood now that I'm bleeding, let it be ever present as something that will cause people to ask for mercy on my behalf, and let my wail be ever present, hopefully God will have mercy. Which again leads us to the question, well, what was Eov believing at this point? Eov has a very complex belief system here. On the one hand, he says, can't be God's doing this to me, because I don't deserve it. On the other hand, I know God could interfere. I know He could change it. So let's try to get things moving in heaven on my behalf. I don't deserve it. On that, I won't give in. I don't deserve what's happening here. And I do know that God could change things. He could intervene. But I also have to believe at this point, Eov says, that God doesn't know what's happening here. Because if He knew, He wouldn't let this happen. On that point, the Eov's wrong. Gamata hine vashamayim edi v'sahadi bamirumim. Even now, that you, my friends, you look down at me. You always thought I was righteous, and now that you see how I'm suffering, you've decided that I'm sinful. You did this wrong, you did that wrong, maybe as a kid you did something wrong. You're looking for places to decide what must have I done wrong to deserve this. Eov says, nonetheless, my true testimony is in heaven. God knows I've done nothing wrong. God knows I've been honest in my actions with fellow man, in my heart. God knows the Sahadi and my witness Bamomim is way up above. He knows that I'm just. Melitzai Reyai El Eloha Dalefa Eini. you, my friends, you're giving all these great speeches arguing against me. Militzai rei, my friends, they've become great orators speaking against me. I have to turn el Eloah, so I turn my eyes up to heaven, and I tear with my eyes up to heaven. God, you know that I am just. V'yochach legever im Eloah uven adam l'reyehu. I wish, says Eo, I wish that I could argue with God just like man could argue with his friend. V'yochach legever im Eloah, if only the man could argue with God uven adam l'reyehu like man argues with his friend. Kishenot mispar yetayu ve'orach lo ashuv Eloh. Eov says, I have what to argue. Kishenot mispar, for the years that were given with a set number, yetayu, they're coming to an end. My life is coming to a close. I know I'm suffering, and I know that death is near because my body is drying out. And I know that when I die, the orach lo ashuv eloch, I'm going down a path that I won't come back. I know I'm after I die, it's all over. So I also know that I've lived a just life. When am I going to get payback for that? Remember, another of Eov's critical errors is that Eov thinks the world is finite. When he dies, it's all over. So Eov says, I've led a life of purity. I've led a life being a good person. And now I'm going to suffer like this. It's almost over. I wish I could argue with God, because you know what? I haven't yet gotten payback for all the good I've done. Ruchi chubala. Yamai nizahu kevarim li. You know, my spirit's being destroyed. My life, my life has been quenched before me. I know there are many plots where I could be buried. Eov says, wherever I walk, I feel like my next step is to the grave. So, ruchi, my spirit, chubala, my spirit's been destroyed. Yamai, the days that I live, nizahu, they've been quenched. Kevarim li, wherever I walk, I feel like the next footstep is to the grave. There are so many graves ready for me, every footstep is as though the next one's to the grave. Im lo hatulim imadim. Eov says, even if I didn't have you guys around making fun of me, I'd still be on the verge of death because physically I'm suffering so much. Uve hamerotam talan eini. And even though I have to put up with the way you guys are talking to me, rising up against me, and when I go to sleep, I go to sleep with the thought of how you come up against me another time. Even if not for that, I'd be on the verge of death. So this goes back to the previous pasuk. He says, "Kevarim li, there are many burial plots ready for me. Every step is the step before the grave, and I'm on the verge of death. Even if I wouldn't have to put up with you guys, im lo atulim imadi. Even if I didn't have to put up with you guys making fun of me, sticking around me, uveham rotam talaneni, and the fact that I have to go to sleep off of you guys making fun of me, rising up against me, rebelling against me. Simana oveni imach." Eov turns back to heaven and he says, please, put your heart with me. Give me someone, a co-signer. Give me a promise that will end our argument. Let us reach the truth. Simana oveni imach. Eov says, please, put out your hand, so to speak. Let's shake on it. let's at least reach the truth here. Let's verify what's going on here. Who's going to shake my hand with me that to come to an agreement that will argue it out, will reach the truth, God? Because I don't want to talk to these guys. You've hid wisdom from their heart. You've hid their hearts from wisdom. And therefore, I can't help them out. I can't uplift your honor through talking to them, because they can't speak on your behalf. Al ken, because their hearts are hidden from wisdom, they're not smart. Lo teromem, you won't be uplifted through them. They're not good advocates, God. Let's talk me and you, because they're not representing your side well. Lechelek yagid reim veinei banav tichlena. Let's pick up here, Bezachim, next time.